This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. We're now finishing off an exceptionally dry and cold January. We'll have more from the state climatologist for Iowa right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Recently, a large Arctic air mass has made its way through much of the United States. This is what caused the sub-zero temperatures in Iowa, and it's also what brought snow down to the southeast. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said that fortunately this blast of air didn't stick around as long as last year's.
We had the Arctic air outbreak snowfall along the Gulf Coast, Florida, along the East Coast as well. So a large blob of air, an air mass moving southeast and bringing frigid temperatures to much of the eastern part of the United States, along with that precipitation. Storm track has been further south from the upper Midwest, and we've seen a real lack of precipitation in January, particularly snowfall as well. But when we have those Arctic air outbreaks, that's where the polar vortex is destabilized and all that Arctic air is able to rush south. Luckily, it didn't last as long as a similar event that we had last year around this time that was ending, where we had wind chills in the negative 30 to 40 degree range.
Luckily, the temperatures have warmed up considerably already. Glisson said this rubber band effect usually happens following these types of weather events.
So typically when you see more meridional behavior or bulges in the jet stream, when you have really cold temperatures, generally with a dip, a trough in the atmosphere is what we call it, a ridge will follow behind it. And when you ridge, you're bringing in a warmer air from the south, and that's where we see a vast temperature swing.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.